Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The International Space Station has allowed individual astronauts to spend hundreds of days in space. But as Jason Kring, assistant professor of human factors and systems at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, explains, a multi-year mission to Mars will make new and unknown physical demands on its crew.
I hope I'm still around when we send the first humans to Mars. Certainly my 5-year-old daughter will witness this remarkable journey. She might even be one of those selected for the Mars crew and join the ranks of women space pioneers like Valentina Tereshkova, Sally Ride, and Eileen Collins. The choice of who makes that first flight is the focus of my research at Embry-Riddle. We're trying to find the best combination of people for long-duration space missions. Each person on a crew has unique qualities that affect how they interact and work together. For example, nationality and culture affect how people communicate and their needs for privacy and personal space. But the most basic difference is gender. So, what is the best combination of men and women for a space crew? In other places with extreme isolation and confinement, like Antarctic research stations, teams of both men and women tend to have higher levels of morale and productivity when compared to all-male teams. Other research shows mixed-gender teams make better decisions. But a space mission simulation in the 90s revealed that interpersonal and romantic relationships between men and women can lead to miscommunication and conflict. So this raises a number of important questions. Should we send married couples or a group of single men and women to Mars? Should there be a, quote, no dating policy during that 3-year journey in space? We need to answer these questions because the biggest obstacle to a successful Mars mission is not the technology, it's the human factor. The future of human spaceflight depends on not only finding people with the right stuff, but finding the right mix of men and women to expand our horizons in the cosmos.
That was Jason Kring of Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made